Hey guys, what's up? I'm Thea and welcome to another episode of Tea and Tequila Talks. I'm not sure if this will be a part 2 or a totally separate episode with a different topic because I literally just thought about this topic while I was recording the previous episode. I just want to record immediately so I won't forget, and I'm still inspired to share and talk and stuff. So if you are listening to this episode and you haven't heard the previous episode, I suggest you listen to that first and then you come back here. You won't regret it, I promise. It's kind of connected still. But just for a little context, I was talking about things. I was talking about a certain topic the previous episode about life, where will life take me, asking myself questions and what's up with life and my realizations and everything. And just really thought, and I thought of talking about this journal entry that I wrote on October 1, 2022. And I was like, okay, I'm going to record a separate episode. And here we are. So my tea is already finished. Yeah, this is a really long ass journal. I will read everything. I hope you will be comfortable with listening. And I hope this will resonate with you as well, because I know that I'm not alone. You may or may not be in the same position, or maybe in the past, or maybe in the future. I hope this will help you overcome those things. Anyway, so yeah, I wrote here, self-assessment as of October 1, 2022. I wrote here, questions that have been bothering me for a while now. Let's see if I'm still bothered by these questions. Okay, so first question, where do I go from here? What am I good at? What am I passionate about? Where do I see myself in 5 years? And how will I get out of this rut? Oh, I don't even remember being stuck in a rut. But I think last October, what did I do last October? Oh yeah, I went to Manila. I went on a quick trip, but I did not vlog about it because I was so exhausted. I don't even know why I'm exhausted. Maybe I was really stuck in a rut. And then I wrote here, these questions and more don't really need answers, but I'll try to decipher answers so I can assess myself. Decipher, big word. Okay, so third paragraph. This is really fun. The past 3 years post-PBB. Dear Ate Charo. Oh my gosh. Am I ready? Alright, let's do it. The past 3 years, a lot of things changed, and it was so major that nothing prepared me for it. That's very true. TBH, I dreamed of this life, but I doubted myself too much that I didn't really gather enough ideas on how to live it well. Mm-hmm. But I know better now. That's why I'm here for my future self, so she won't feel lost and confused. I'm pretty sure she will, but at least I'll help her lessen her worries. Smiley face. So yeah, so that was me accepting the big change 3 years later. It's still a process. Like, it's really a process. Even up until now, it was really memorable. Like, the biggest plot twist of my life. I dreamt of it. I auditioned for it. But I did not really prepare myself for the changes. So this is me accepting that and acknowledging that. And yeah, because during those times, like 2019, 2020, I kept telling myself na, oh, I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be okay. I have this under control. I'm gonna be fine. But then, until it wasn't. I wrote here, I am here now. So where do I go from here? And then I underlined, onwards. Just keep on moving forward. But I can't come and enjoy life without being prepared. Because I learned it the hard way. So what should I do? And then, this is also underlined. Master a skill. May na-master na ba ako skill sa 3 months? Hindi ko alam. Being a jack of all trades, master of none. is all fun and games until you fall into a rabbit hole. There are so many things I can do well, but I'm not great. ? At anything. And that still holds true up until now. Or maybe I'm just not giving myself enough credit. Like, there are, like, I have a lot of friends na they were so passionate about this one thing and then they know exactly what to do with it. I think I am doing that, but then I'm still not aware that I'm doing that because I still feel small and I feel like I can do so much better. That there's a potential in me that I have yet to explore or to experience or to discover. I'm really being patient with myself. Like, ayoko na maging content creator na wala namang kwenta yung content ko. I'm very passionate about this and I know I will succeed. I just don't know when exactly. I'm not in a rush. I'm honestly enjoying it. I am investing in myself. I am not wasting my time. I'll keep on creating. I forgot that I wrote this. But yeah, look at us now, recording 2 consecutive podcast episodes that will be released in 2 different weeks, I guess. Alright, next. Malapit tayo matapos. 5 years ago, I was an extremely clueless fresh grad. I remember going around Cebu City just to give out my resume to different companies, then crying myself to sleep because I knew to myself that I didn't want that path. I kept going anyway. In bold letters, underlined. I kept going anyway. Fast forward to today. All those experiences ultimately led me to where I am now. And I am immensely grateful. And yeah, I'm realizing it now. I realize na it's never too late. It's never too late to be whoever you want to be. And that was, I'm a living proof of that. And a lot of people actually are. Like, life is not a race and iba-iba tayo. Like, this is super cliche already. I know you've heard this a lot of times, but we grow differently. Yeah. Iba-iba tayo ng pace. So yeah, I did not really believe that until it really happened to me. And I'm grateful it happened. So yeah, that's it. Oh, that's it. And then manifestations na. I manifest a life filled with genuine happiness, abundance, ease, and peace of mind. I am capable of doing great big things for myself, my loved ones, and my community. Wow, Miss Universe. I acknowledge my flaws and my failures. I will do everything in my power to become a better version of myself. I forgive myself and I forgive those who have hurt me. I will keep on living my life the way I want it to as long as I am not harming others. That's very important, you guys. I will be an instrument of God's love and I surrender everything to Him. I know I am guided, I am blessed, I am worthy, I am loved. Aww, I love that. Aww, that's nice. Anyway, we're almost done. This is almost over. Where do I see myself in 5 years? Okay, this is exciting. Where do I see myself in 5 years? This is a tough one to answer. I'll be 30 years old that time, and even just thinking about it makes me feel excited, but also scared in a way that everything is really uncertain. I talked about this on the previous episode. I want life to keep on surprising me. I just sincerely hope that I will be a healed woman whose success doesn't depend on how much money she has on her bank account. I want her to be healthy, wealthy, and worthy of love, genuine happiness, and all the good things she deserves. I hope she'll have a good home, a good family, and I really do pray that she is surrounded with people who deserve her presence and energy. May all her days be fun, exciting, yet peaceful and satisfying at the same time. Most importantly, may she live a fulfilling and purposeful life. That's a really nice answer. I forgot I wrote about that. That's so nice. Ah, that's what I like about journaling, you know. You get to see some parts of yourself that you fail to see some days. Because today I felt like shit. But reading this, it's really something. And then the last part here, I just said, what do I think are my negative habits? The ones I notice and fully acknowledge. Okay, this is really personal, but I'm sharing it anyway because we're already here. All right, I said, I keep on waiting for the right day, for the right time, for the perfect mood or vibe or situation. That's very true. I lack self-discipline. I get affected, still get affected by the bad words / criticisms received, especially from people who meant a lot to me. I'm still a people pleaser. I get jealous and insecure. I get easily distracted. I lose hope and energy whenever my routine gets disrupted. I rely on motivation. I don't open up, haha. And I seek validation from others. And that's the end of this journal entry. Wow, that's really something. I feel like crying, but I don't want to because on the previous episode, parang gusto ko na umiyak, but I don't want to. I want this to be a happy episode. I want this to be an episode that's filled with learnings and lessons, learning, same. But yeah, it's so nice. I hope you guys learned something from what I wrote. And sometimes I feel really lazy to write, really lazy to journal. But it's really important to listen to yourself, to listen to your thoughts, and open up, I guess. And maybe like say things, I guess. Like me, for example, with what I'm doing right now. Like, I may or may not forget about this episode next month or next month or next year. But at least I have this to look back on to whenever I feel lost again. Because that's just really something. I feel really happy right now that I'm able to open this up and to talk about this to you. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Again, thank you. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Thank you for allowing me to be myself. And thank you for allowing me to be in this tiny safe space that we have. I feel seen, I feel heard, and I feel loved because you are here. So thank you. And I hope you learned a thing or two from this episode. Thank you so much for being here. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at the Antiquila Talks podcast and me at Thea Rizaldo. So if you like this episode, if you learned something from it, please do let us know. Post, share, comment, like, invite your friends to follow and listen to the podcast. And yeah, that's it. I hope to see you guys on the next one. Thanks. Bye. Love you. Cheers.